He died on a lie.
Yeah.
He died on a lie.
Those five words from the 59-year-old mother Judy Mason describes the shooting that took away her son Antonio, or Tony Mason. Antonio wasn't even the shooter's target, and for his older brother Alonzo Mason, making sense of those five words means he had to set aside his sorrows.
When he came around, he was always in a good mood, and so to hear that he got shot, it was unreal.
And reached out to the community until the final suspect was arrested and until the motive was reported. The homicide started with a man claiming to have lost his money.
Somebody lied to him and said they knew who took the money. He apparently said, "I'll pay you $10,000. They go get my money back." They said one of my brother-in-laws took the money, and so they went to the house to take the money back without knowing if the money was in there or not. Why would you do anything off a rumor? So anybody that can shoot a baby has no business being out and about freely.
That baby was 11-month-old Zamaya Mason in Antonio's arm at the time. Multiple gun blasts ripped through the family gathering, and one hit her right in the left arm, leaving one golf ball-sized scar. Antonio's older sister, Tamia Mason, was babysitting Zamaya one time before she noticed her niece sitting in the hallway.
I looked at some videos of him the other day, and she sat in the hallway and cried.
A heartbreaking moment, but Zamaya's memory didn't shock the family, as Alonzo says she was already trying to jump into Antonio's casket at the funeral. Everything happened too fast before Alonzo must remember the last time he met his brother. Alonzo says it still frustrates him now for the same reason.
Case management doesn't interest me as much as, you know, you don't really hear anything. The guys, they say not guilty, and they, okay, we'll see you back in court next month. It's going on 2 years. You see things happen to other people, and it's over like that.
As the family watches their youngest member grow up without her father, but also full of joy and innocence, the Masons are determined to complete Antonio's journey.
Save up money, get them a new vehicle, and get them somewhere to live. So he was focused on some very important things, but to some people, they're small things. Some people take those things for granted.
Small things, like having family members by your side, can be history because of the horror of reality.
Yeah, I know it's been almost 2 years. Still feel like yesterday to me. When I was used to work at the juvenile detention center, I was playing a game on my phone, smoking a cigarette, and you know how the faint clouds come past the moon, and this face kept getting clearer and clearer, and it was him in the moon. So I got scared and I ran.
But after almost 2 years,
Tony's mission was done. God needed Tony for a short while here on Earth, and then he allowed him to come home.
The Masons just want to share that faith and family got them through. Quan Williams, WUFT News.